Peter, does disappointing start to come with it?
No, not really. It's been a tough week for the club in general, losing the players that we did lose in that period of time. As I say, obviously upsets your build up to it, but there's no excuses once we're on the pitch. I had a good enough team to go on the pitch and put a performance in. We lose a terrible first goal, and that put us on the back foot. I think it was our both first effort and goal, actually. But then we just felt as if we were getting a wee bit of foothold in the game then. But it wasn't to be, and as I say, I thought our both thoroughly deserved to win the game. You know, at important times in the game, we never had the bit of fortune that you need to give you that boost or give you that lift or that wee energy boost you need at times. You know, when Kai smashes the post, I think Todorov's very unlucky with the one that he scores and the referee chalks off for a free kick. I'd like to see that again. But both of them, as you say, especially Todorov, they can straight up the pitch and score for it, you know. So, but as I say, the goals we lose are very, very poor. So, but in saying that, we got what we thoroughly deserved if you defend the way we did, you know. And Dennis, obviously, in the first goal, gives a foothold, but we should have reacted as well. You've got to follow things in. I always say, when goalkeepers make mistakes, you always think it's going to hit the post or come back. You've always got to think like that. You've got to think like a striker, and we didn't, defensively. But Dennis should obviously catch the ball and not make the mistake. But from then on in, I thought they both played the game very well and don't do what they do very well.
Big day with a decent crowd in the stadium, it just kind of fell flat.
Oh, absolutely. I keep saying it every week, that's what you're here for, is your supporters, to bring them here, you know, not to send them home disappointed. And as I say, if I paid my money today, I'd be really disappointed and I'd be saying the things that they were saying, you know, so I've absolutely no issue with that. That's what we're here to do, is to try and make the punters go home, as I say, in the evening, happy, not as disappointed as they will be today, you know. So I've no qualms with that. You know, criticism's a big part of the game and you've got to accept that. I don't like criticism, like anybody else. I want to win games of football, I want to play games to win. But we're not giving ourselves a chance with the mistakes and errors that we're making, you know. So obviously we've lost a few players today which were important for us, but as we say, we've got to move on for that and just say we've got to accept that. It's a real, real tough day at the office, there's no getting away from that, and it's a massive disappointment.
So each week, and kind of the defeats and stuff, does it become a bigger job to try and turn it around?
Obviously when you're losing games of football, that never changes, you know. There's nothing worse than losing games, you know. You're looking for that first victory, you're desperate for that first victory, of course we are. We're desperate for the performances that were shown earlier on, of course we are. You know, obviously there's been different circumstances at times of why we've not been able to get that energy levels, and you can see that today. We had to play two guys that's just back, but we had to start the two of them, and it's in a very difficult position in midfield to start two guys that's not been playing for a long, long time, you know. But unfortunately the circumstances dictated that today. You know, we like to put one on, maybe another one coming on for each other to keep that energy up. And as you say, they gave us everything they had and they had nothing left, you know. But as I say, that's the way the week has been for us, unfortunately, since the game last week. You know, we've had this COVID issue, so obviously it's a problem for us, and the preparation takes a completely different slant on it. You're keeping the boys away from each other and all that, and it made it a tough week. It's probably as tough as I've had, because when you're part-time it was okay, because you were only meeting them twice a week. When you're full-time, and it obviously affects everything else you're doing, you know, you've got to keep them away from each other, nobody allowed to go near each other, as we have done anyway, so we knew that. But unfortunately a couple of the boys have picked it up, and as I say, it's last minute dot com when you're selecting sides and that, and it makes it a little bit tougher, especially with guys that's just come back, you know. For them it's tough, you know, because the energy you need to play in any game, you know, and the way we want to play is difficult. But to be fair, I thought they were probably two of the shining lights, to be perfectly honest with you. So we're disappointed with that.
Able to train together at all?
No, we've managed to train, but it's been watching, because obviously you know what it's like, you're not allowed to be together, you know, people can't travel, which has always been the same. But it just keeps a different slant on it, because you're playing, you're less time together, you've got to stay less time with each other, because we're concerned that other boys had caught it off the boys, you know, even though you're distance. But we're here and there's a hell of a lot of clubs affected with it, you know. So it was a situation that we've put ourselves in, and right up to this morning when you're testing, your team selection is very much hanging in the balance, you know. So we've had to adjust certain things there, but that, unfortunately, that's life we're living in at this moment in time. But it's no excuse for the performance. As I say, I had the guys on the pitch, it was more than winning the game at football, you know. It has been a tough week, but I still had the guys on there, as I said, just like the two guys, like Ryan and Kai. It's difficult for them, as I say, for being out for that period of time, asking me to play 90 minutes, but I thought the two of them were excellent.
Thanks for your time.